everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Good morning. Put your pants back on.
Just imagine him zipping that jumpsuit off.
Here we go. Let's get it, get it, get
this
it.
This dude's naked.
Get it, 7:38, the Plan B morning show. Brock and Hunter with their pants off and our sparkly Speedos just flopping around.
Right. Dancing around.
It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You want to start a new career with a company that wants to grow with you, has a great chances for opportunities for advancement, great starting pay, awesome benefits. Check out special-lite.com. Get started on that new career today. Your topic for today: what recent purchase made the greatest improvement to your life?
Bought your mom a shot the other night. She changed my life forever.
You son of a... I can't even be mad at that. That
yes!
Was
just,
that was... How long you been sitting on that one?
For a while. Yeah. A while. Yeah. I wanted to drop that one right away. Second one?
No, I'm done with you. I don't want to hear it.
You're done with me?
I'm done with you. You can't say something like that and then just continue then on the conversation.
I just wanted to let you know. Changed my life forever.
Sitting here trying to have a real conversation.
You notice I've been really smiley lately, you know?
One shot, that's all it is. That's not a bad investment, huh?
It really wasn't.
You son of a bitch.
My second one? Top Gun Maverick movie ticket.
Jesus. This is just the worst. Like, I don't even want to do this topic.
I want to be a fighter pilot, man. Change my life forever.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, dude, just try it out. It will change your life.
I don't know what's worse, the shot for my mom or you picking the Top Gun movie. Come on.
My third one. This is a more serious one. I had to get those two out of the way. This is seriously, you should get one if you don't have one. A massage chair.
You bought a massage chair?
Yeah, not like the one in the middle of the mall. Like the one you put in like a chair. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay, because those.
But even that, I'm telling you, dude, it's crucial at some points. So you're like, oh my God, my back. I don't know what. Is your back hurt?
Everything hurts. Everything hurts. Everything hurts. And for no reason.
I feel like everybody's back hurts. Everybody I've talked to, like, dude, my lower back. Something in the air or something.
Because I was thinking, if you bought like one of those legit massage chairs, we're paying you too much because those things are
$8,000 for one of those things.
I'm actually looking at, you know what? I think they've gone down a little bit. Here's the thing, though.
Is the calf massager, when you put your feet in those insert things and they start squeezing your legs, I'm like, dude, one malfunction.
That thing's
ripping. I'm in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Like, it gets a little too tight for comfort. I'm like, dude. I got skinny legs.
You get some I wouldn't be able to massage you. It doesn't go in far enough.
Touching anything.
It doesn't. This massage chair sucks.
There a skinny function on here? Come on.
Yeah. Is there a bony option for this?
Throw a skeleton in there. See if it massages it. Then I'll buy it.
If it can massage.
All right, you bastard! You
error,
got me back.
Error! 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 Please put body on chair. I'm sitting. What do you want?
I'm in here. Come on.
Actually, you know what? There's one medical breakthrough 9 massage chair. That's $12,000.
But dude, wow.
They got some here right here. The massage chair Max iRest. That's $1,700. I could swing that.
Just go to Dunham's and get the one that goes into a chair. I think I paid like a little over $100 for it. Thing works wonders. I'm telling you. Sitting to that thing for 20 minutes, you'll fall asleep.
Feel better. Huh? Do you ever put it like, can you lay it flat on a couch and do like a front massage?
I've tried that, but it's like your body's almost too heavy. It's like, oh, dude, I can't take it.
It's just weird.
It hurts too much.
So long story short, it will not massage you.
The shiatsu really gets into there, man.
It's not like when you go to a parlor and you flip over and you say, okay, now do the front.
Should I tell him my massage story real quick?
I would love.
So I got a massage for the first time. It was like a couple months ago, I'd say.
It moved.
Anyway, the lady's like, all right, you know, you can get naked if you want to, leave your skibbies on and just lay on the table. And, you know, my wife's walking down laughing right now.
I hear your wife.
So, of course, I didn't get naked. I'm in my skibbies, but I lay on top of the towel. And she walks in. She goes, hop. She's like, no, you're supposed to be underneath the towel. I'm like, oh, God, dude, what if I would have got naked? Well, the whole time I'm thinking, like, good, Thank God I kept my underwear on, dude.
You shouldn't be allowed in public. That's all.
I didn't know. It was my first time.
I mean, I guess
it's kind of awkward. It was an awkward massage.
It's better than you getting naked and laying face up, all right? Right. You could have done worse. You could have done
worse. Which is why I have a chair massager, so I don't have to worry about
it. You went through that. It was such a horrifyingly embarrassing experience that you're like, I'm going to go buy one. I'm going to pay $12,000 instead so I never have to go through that again.
Have to deal with that again. Jesus.
I don't even know if I want to give my answers now. That was perfect. Mine's
save it for next spring.
Mine's so stupid. I was a sunglass lanyard. That was my answer.
Sunglass.
I'm telling you, I know it. You feel sometimes like an old person, but I finally bought a sunglass.
You always have them. You always have them, and
I have not lost my sunglasses now. They have not fallen off me. I never have to go, where are they? And when you're doing stuff, you need to take them off. Boom, they're right there, and they're hanging out.
You know, it's a good answer. You should tell my wife that because she jumped off the boat the other day. Boom, glasses gone.
See, you won't have that problem with the sunglass lanyard.
You know?
They stay on there. You can get floating ones. I'm not quite at the stage like my grandma who has the gold chain one that just is very fancy.
I like the ones that start from the bottom of your sunglasses, you know, and kind of droop down.
And droop down, exactly. You look like Maude. You look like Maude from the Golden Girls, I think. That's what it is. Whatever her name is. The old one. She had those. But,
yeah. And you can get like six of them for what, like $1?
A buck. That's great. It's great. So, anyway. Not as good as Hunter's. But it's still there. All right.
I came swinging, bro.
925. I know that's why you're not allowed to go to the massage parlor anymore. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What recent purchase made the greatest improvement to your life? We'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around. All righty. Good morning.
Brock. Shut up, Brock.
New Beavis and Butthead, by the way, on Paramount
Plus. Yes. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead. What, Do the Universe?
Do the Universe, yeah. Which, by the way, just real quick, that leads me into why you should sign up for the Screaming Yellow Summer, because included in the streaming bundle is Paramount Plus that has
the
new
Beavis
and Butthead. So you can watch it right there. You can win and watch.
There's a lot of stuff coming out on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
A lot of money. I mean, I'm not paying. I use my father-in-law's account, but it's fine. You know.
We share.
Oh, what are they going to do? Find me?
Netflix is doing things about it, shut up.
Netflix is going to lose what they need to do is back off, because they're making enough money that a few password shares is fine.
They're going to yank your account.
That's good luck. I got something they can yank. Anyway, your topic of the day brought to you... Sorry. This show is just, I don't even know anymore.
Ridiculous.
It's brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What recent purchase made the greatest improvement in your life? Let's take a phone call here, see your recent purchases. WIRX, hello.
Hey, who am I speaking to? This is Hunter?
No, this is Brock, the good one.
Hey, Brock. This is Vic. Mine was my Chevy Camaro SS.
Is that a new? Did you buy a new Camaro?
Yep.
Nice. Are you driving it right now?
It sounds like.
No, I'm driving my pickup.
Oh, that's okay. That's your weekend one. Well, I was going to tell you to do a burnout quick on air, but that's all right. Save it for the weekend.
Come on, man.
Hey, I got one more thing for you.
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody ever tell you guys what does Strap-on spell backwards?
Oh. I know what it is, but go ahead and say it.
No parts.
It just works.
I love it. Later, bud. I was hoping we would get him to burn out on air. I mean, next time. Just call us next time you're in the Camaro.
Hey, that was a good shower thought, man. Appreciate that.
We'll have to save that one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Facebook here. We got some comments on Facebook. What recent purchase made the greatest improvement in your life? Bobby said a Roomba set at a timer. It does all the vacuuming for me. Yeah, let the Roomba do it.
Here's the thing. Okay, question. I got my hand raised over here because I've always looked at the Roombas and the vacuums and the things that do it for you. I got a lot of stuff in my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like messy. You know, I got a clean house, but there's like, does it just go around everything?
Yeah, it's got little scent. It's a robot, dude. Yeah.
I know, but I got like chairs.
Goes around all that, you know, man.
There's a lot of like little pads that's got to hit.
It goes around. If it can fit and go around it, it goes around it, man. It's crazy.
And another thing that scares me is, and I don't have a dog, but if I did, one of those Roombas hit one of the a pile
yeah.
of dog, you know what I'm saying? And then the person came home and their house was just covered.
Yep, yep. Then you got to get the wet vac Roomba that goes around his. All right, it's your turn, buddy. Yeah. Hey, let the robots do the work, man. Let the robots do the work before they take over. Before they take
now
over.
They got the ones with the lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God,
that's pretty awesome.
I'm surprised you haven't bought that yet. I thought, you know what?
It's in my sights, boy.
It's right there.
It's in my sights.
Thank God. Let's see. Lloyd said divorce filing. All right.
Hey, you know what?
Worth every penny.
Hey, you know what? If you're out there, I'm telling you, people are struggling right now with that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, something in the air. Something happened with COVID. Yeah. People just started, like, hating each other.
Well, because they spent too much time together. Like, God, I hate this. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's the quarantine, spending time with each other.
When you're away from someone for 8 hours, it makes you actually miss them. And then if you hang out with them all day, every day, it's just, it goes to shambles real quick.
Hey, if you're out there listening, you're struggling, hold on for a little bit, all right? Just don't give up just yet. Hold on for a second.
Unless you're a hot middle-aged woman, then feel free to do it. I will see you later. You'll like this one, Laura. Laura said air fryer. All right.
See? Okay. Boom. Yeah, right there. Dude, everybody will agree. Everybody is on board that has one.
Yep.
It replaces everything in your kitchen. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Unless you're making like the Thanksgiving turkey anymore where you need to feed like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Why do you have that big oven taking up all that space in your...
I'm telling you, get
an air fryer.
Should I get rid of the oven?
Probably could.
Yeah, get rid of the oven. Just have like a flat, like a griddle and air fryer. I'm all set.
Air fryer, you're pretty good.
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, you can air fry everything. Somebody the other day is like, you air fry hot dogs? I'm like, didn't even think about it. But yeah, no, I'm going to try it now.
I'm everything.
Like they come out perfect.
Can you air fry me, Hunter? I have nipples.
I probably could. Little Brock, just right there in the air fryer.
Little Brock nuggets, right there.
Delicious. Be crispy, that's for sure.
Tasty. Christy has one that I want to get, and I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet because they're not cheap. She said a Blackstone grill. God, I want one of those, man.
Oh, the Blackstone.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. The flat top.
Yeah, the flat top.
Dude, that thing's awesome.
Anytime we
cook over at my parents.
Yeah. Well, you can do everything on it, man. You do breakfast on there. You throw some eggs on there and all that, and it's easy to clean.
You know what I feel like over the Blackstone, like one of those hibachi cooks, chefs. I'm always like throwing stuff up in the air, like clicking the thing.
Yeah, I know. That's how
end
I
end up like dropping half the food onto the ground.
That's how I got a scar on my shoulder because you threw that little knife up in the air and linked. Ah! Stop it, Hunter. You're not a hibachi chef. You are not trained in the ways of hibachi.
Yeah. Things on wheels, too, so I can get in front of everybody.
Right there. All right, everyone. Who's ready for the meal? Throwing an egg up in your hat.
Oh.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ben said weed. That's a good purchase for you there.
That changed his life.
At least for a night, you know.
Share that bag of shrooms from Samson.
I want to talk to Samson. Jen said a cast iron pan. Now, look, I appreciate cast iron pans, but there's so much work. I'm sorry, they're just so much work.
The cast iron,
right? You know, just the big heavy cast iron pan. But you can, they're great for over the fire.
Like the one that hangs over the fire. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like that. Well, the cast iron. You can do the pan. Yeah, it's the big pan. Everyone sees it.
We got one of those. We only use it like once a year.
It's just so much work, and to clean it, like you're not, like you got to like hand. I don't know. It's a lot.
What about those like the nonstick ass scene on TV, like the copper thing? Those really work.
Actually, don't get me started on that because my wife drives me nuts because she'll use like a metal spatula on there. And I'm like, don't, if you put a scratch in that, it's not going to be.
Dude, my wife screams at me, dude.
Look, if you have one of those, they are great. But you can't use metal utensils on the. Stop it, Hunter. And stop it, Kiki.
Chainsaw to that thing.
It'll be fine. No. It specifically
says.
It's fine.
Come on. What's it scratching off? Come on.
It's scratching off the nonstick coat. You know what? Don't piss me off, okay? Because it just, I have to have this conversation with Kiki all the time. Stop it.
How do you like that? That's what I do when we get in a fight. I just go right for the nonstick pan and just start scratching it. You like that? I'm